Next, we assign a number between 1 and 10 to describe the severity of the failure mode. 10 is the highest severity and 1 the lowest. Assigning the numbers that we need to perform a failure mode's and effects analysis is a subjective activity. In other words, it depends on our judgment. That being the case, a failure modes and effects analysis is best carried out by a multidisciplinary team and consensus used to arrive at these metrics. As we will later see, the numerical value we associate with the severity of the potential failure mode is used, with or without other metrics, to rank risks. The absolute numbers are not important. Our aim is to identify where the greatest risks are so that we can prioritize preventative actions. If we choose to make the table a bit bigger, we could add a column listing these consequences of the failure, and not just the severity numbers.